The Spinoff Podcast Network. Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today.
The Fold is brought to you by oMedia, making brands unmissable and public spaces better across Aotearoa.
Nau mai, hoki mai ki a The Fold, e mihi nei, ko Duncan Grieve, tōku ingoa. It's me this week. It's been a massive week in New Zealand media, coming off the back of a huge one last week. And honestly, the whole sort of start to the year feels quite relentless, I have to say. What it feels like to me is that there's a huge sort of shuffling of the deck going on with New Zealand media. The big players are sort of getting new hands, and some of them are bulking up, some of them are slimming down. The decisions which are made right now, they can't really be undone, and they will change the reality of multiple large businesses, large journalism providers, permanently from this period onwards. Not saying it's done, that there isn't more to come, but just in terms of what has happened in the last, you know, it's probably like, what is it, 6 weeks? It's massive. It's sort of, I'm trying to think, you know, you had the breakup of MediaWorks, you had the Bauer deal, you had the sort of the stuff being purchased for a dollar, you had the sort of Sky Vodafone merger falling over, and the NZME stuff merger denial too. But, you know, it's up there. It's probably bigger than a bunch of those, I think, you know, in terms of the flow on consequences. So what I'm going to do today is basically give my sense of you know, sort of how I processed it as the week's gone on, and then mainly talk about the sort of upside and downside risks for Warner Brothers Discovery, but particularly for Stuff, because they're the ones who've taken the biggest swing here, and you have to applaud them for it. Because there really is some true huge potential to kind of step change where they are, particularly for the core Stuff brand, but there is also a lot of risk entailed as well. So I intend to kind of go through that right now. So when news broke on Tuesday, I had the story, but Shane Curry beat me out that this has been a theme in my life, is having a story and sort of fiddling around with it. In the meantime, a Chris Keel or a Shane Curry beats me out the gate. I still don't think I've had a true scoop. Yep, that's fine. I'm not mad about it. But either way, we both had the story, and you know it by now, that Stuff had won the race to do a 6 p.m. bulletin for Warner Brothers Discovery, which had been a pretty sort of poorly kept secret, that it was going to go through with the proposal to disestablish News Hub, and B, that it was going to want something in the news space for 6 p.m. So the mystery was who and when would the news break, and we found that out on Tuesday. Just in terms of the timing piece, the fact that it was less than 6 days after News Hub was told, that makes me feel like it's very fast, let's just put it that way. My initial reaction was that this was a huge coup for Stuff. I had sources suggest that NZME were in the box seat, and while they have in subsequent days they have sort of distanced themselves from that and kind of made it look like they gave it a kick and thought, actually no, this isn't going to work, my understanding is that they worked very hard on it, and it might be that they ended up bulking closer to the line, you know, that the, you know, Daniel Dunkley and Business Desk sort of who's obviously very well sourced on this stuff has suggested that they did, but certainly they had a very, very hard look at it, is my understanding. And furthermore, because of that broadcast background, which I've written about, and that it is somewhat of a surprise that Stuff, which has an audio division that's well resourced and you know a big part of its planning, and you know through its sort of Stuff Shorts positioning and just wants to be more in video than it. You know, currently is, you know, that they're obviously sort of moving that way, the way all news organizations are towards that sort of true multimedia output. They just didn't look like the natural vendor of choice. So like I say, initial reaction was for an organization that felt like it was due a win, that's done a lot of work. You know, I really admire what Laura Maxwell has done since taking over from Sinead as CEO of Stuff. I think there is a logic to the structure. I'm not saying that, you know, it's all organizations at scale it's hard underneath the hood, but, you know, the strategic logic of how it's set up in terms of the three divisions and having your sort of paywall product separated out from your sort of free product and a reasonable level of differentiation there, it makes sense. You know, I've got issues with having three different paywall products, but that's neither here nor there in terms of this. So initial reaction, big applause for Stuff. And, you know, there's a few things which just I want to sort of top line. One is... we don't know how much news the sort of current news hub costs to operate, but you know, I went into and did a little hit on AM this week, and you kind of go in there and you're like, shit, there's like 3-4 camera operators, 2 sets, a newsreader, at least 2 producers, you know, hair and makeup, a green room. There's just all this stuff. And you need it, you know, like you need a lot of stuff to make TV. And it was that sort of moment, I think it was Wednesday morning, where I sort of like, okay, you know, yes, there is a certain amount of this is the old way of making TV, and the Stuff's whole thing is we're going to try a different path. But fundamentally, there's a reason why it's hard to make TV look good, and if you're starting from a basis of not having that, I mean, they are initially going to shoot there, but their plan isn't long term to be shooting at Flower Street and in the style of current TV. So that was where it sort of first started to tingle a little bit. But anyway, whatever the gap is between what News Hub currently costs to make and what Stuff bid, we can only assume it's very big. And there's sort of 2 assumptions I've made in terms of how they won. One is that I genuinely believe both Glenn Kine, Warner Brothers Discovery CEO, and Sinead Boucher, the owner and chair of Stuff, when they say that it was Stuff's innovative approach to the sort of delivery of and conception of this product that was a big part of what attracted them, you know, made them the winner. But I also believe that they were the cheapest. Based on no information, they haven't released, and have, you know, there's no reason for them to kind of release terms, but gut says they were also the best value option. That doesn't necessarily mean that they have bitten off more than they can chew, and Stuff's, you know, thesis that they will make all this video and have all this resource that they, you know, they create a news hour for WBD, and then they have a lot more video capacity that they can release through their own channels and platforms, totally holds water. So even if you are running it as a break even at 6 p.m, that you might actually be very profitable on the other side when you're sort of selling advertising around that on Stuff. That totally makes sense. So, you know, like it doesn't, they might have won by undercutting NZMe and still have a good sort of theory of how to make it profitable.
The Fold is brought to you by oMedia, making brands unmissable and public spaces better across Aotearoa, with over 4,000 out-of-home advertising sites nationwide across both street furniture and retail centres. I'm super grateful to oMedia for enabling us to make unmissable connections with Kiwis.
So now I just want to quickly, well, this is the fold. So how quickly we'll see. But I want to assess the upside opportunity and the downside risk for both parties. So quickly, when I've been going and doing sort of a roadshow with the spinoff at most of the sort of big medium to big media agencies around Tāmaki over the sort of last few months. Media agencies, just to kind of top line them, basically they have a bunch of clients and they buy advertising space on behalf of those clients on, anywhere you see an ad, there's a good chance a media agency bought it on behalf of the client rather than the client buying it direct. The biggest thing that they want to buy is video. That's because the brand's creative agencies often make video. It's also just because people like video. Ever since the dawn of film and TV, people quite like that stuff. As much as I like writing, I also still like it too. I mean, people can have their own preferences around form, but the biggest one is video, and therefore having more inventory is good. And historically, Stuff's video offer, for the most part, was one of the most annoying formats in the world, the autoplay video that's loosely connected to a news story at the top of the news story that makes the page load really slowly. That massively sucks as a format. It's still around. Media agencies still buy it. I don't think it's very effective. We don't sell it. But what they're trying to do with Stuff Shorts is, which is the TikTok style offering they have further down page, is to create something that is actively consumed rather than sort of auto-loaded when you go and try and read a text news story. They're trying to create more high-quality inventory that is tailored around what people are actually watching now. And for Stuff to work, this live and lively theory of Stuff, having a lot of, you can go to Stuff and you start to think about when you could go to TikTok and get a bunch of things, or you can go to Stuff and get the same kind of approach, but just giving you news. This is an experiment. We don't know whether that'll work, but it's a good experiment to take. I really do think that's true. And I'm not commenting on the current quality of it. I haven't consumed a lot of it, but you got to start somewhere and you're going to get better. So let's just take it as a given that there is a good theory behind this, and that media agencies, if it goes well and if you can get a lot of viewers, will want to buy it. That would mean that Stuff goes from being really behind in video, behind basically all of the other big players with the exception of RNZ, which is not really a competitor. It could vault past a bunch of them, especially in the news space. Like this could really work. And I think if you're working at Stuff, or if you're sort of trying to assess it, like that is not an outlandish possibility, that if they staff this right and really, really concentrate on it and get the chance to kind of improve over time, and if their staff embrace it, that's probably the biggest one. I don't know if they've sold it into their staff that well yet, but they've got time. So could really work for Stuff strategically. That's the upside, and it's a really big upside. It sort of step changes that business. The downside is really real. And the main one is 6 p.m. is the most scrutinized, it's the highest rating and most scrutinized product in New Zealand media. It's very expensive to make it look good, and a couple of years ago, TVNZ was spending millions and millions of dollars on crazy AR stuff because 6pm is so important and so competitive. So the idea that you can just shrink the budget of it by an enormous factor and fundamentally be a newspaper company and just learn how to make a 6pm show in less than 3 months, maybe, but it's hard. Like, let's just start with, that's an incredibly difficult thing. Even if you buy a bunch of both presenter and sort of production and technical staff, you can buy some, you just can't buy that many. So you're going to be lean, and you're unavoidably going to be relying on your Stuff talent to make it. Now, it also might be that Stuff just have cracked this thing. Forget everything you thought you knew about the news, and we can make it in a different way. Like, that does happen sometimes. It's just, is it likely? I don't know. It's really, really difficult. I mean, our experience making the spin-off TV, which I will defend to my grave as a product, and we kind of got better as we went on, but it was really difficult. Like, you get you know, this was 10 p.m. on a Friday. It wasn't like a, you know, a super flash slot, but still, you get reviewed. You get, you know, Mike Hosking was baying for our blood. Like, you know, there were questions asked about us in Parliament. It was stressful, you know, and stressful for our people, for what was really just someone trying to make a show, like, which happens every day. It's the whole point of New Zealand On Air. But fundamentally, when you're trying to do something new, you've got an extra special set of eyes on you, and this will be our experience making the spin-off TV times like 100 minimum. You know, the amount of scrutiny, the amount of eyes, if you have a link go awry, if someone's a bit halting with their with their delivery, like, it's just kind of almost impossible to overstate how scrutinized 6 p.m. is and how hard it is to make news look good. Like, News Hub are amazing at news. You know, like, I was talking to the senior politician who said that they don't really watch the 6 p.m. news, and they talked about their media diet. And then when I asked them about their issues with journalism, they were like, just only talked about News Hub and TVNZ in this kind of microscopic detail about coverage of specific stories. Like, it is still how a huge amount of the country understands itself and of how politicians relate to it and so on. So if you don't get it right, it's just going to be so public. And if it goes wrong, and if it's harder than it looks, it's every single night. Every single night. And it's an hour. There's just, and it's so relentless. It's going to be, you know, they've really taken a big swing here. For Warner Brothers Discovery, obviously this allows them to sort of slim down. But if it goes right for Stuff and for them, and they've got this vibey new news product, and most people stick around because they are sort of brand loyal, great. You know, they've managed to save a bunch of costs, and they've kept the most important product. And who knows? You know, maybe Stuff can develop a Tova and Paula Penfold current affairs interview show that runs once a week and is really awesome and delivered relatively cheaply because they can sort of, you know, use the resources they've got making the news, and they do become the news supplier for Warner Brothers Discovery. That's totally on the table for them. It's awesome for Stuff. It's awesome for WBD. But if it goes wrong, it might be worse than not having news. You know, like, it could become this kind of big rolling laughing stock that's sort of written about every day on the Herald, which can be quite, you know, merciless with its competition, shall we say, at times, and just something that the whole public is kind of chewing on in social media, and it just gets really hard for people. And this is just, you know, and it becomes something that really is really disruptive to your kind of core operations at WBD, really disruptive at Stuff, because if you've got this thing that's just not really working, it just does kind of consume a lot of time and energy, causes a lot of anxiety verging on trauma with your people. And, you know, this, it's just a really, really big swing, and I admire them for taking it. I don't doubt that there are going to be really serious people working incredibly hard on it. They are absolutely going into this with their eyes wide open. I know that. But it is difficult, and the more I sit with it and think about it, the more I'm like, damn, that is a big one. So that is my sort of 101 of my current thinking around that deal. Really, really interested. We'll be keeping a close eye on it. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to oMedia for bringing you the fold. And to Te Aihe Butler, appreciate you. Cool. Ka kite.
That was The Fold, brought to you by our partners at oMedia, making brands unmissable and public spaces better across Aotearoa. Huge thanks to oMedia for sponsoring this episode of The Fold and enabling us to make unmissable connections with Kiwis.
Kia ora e te iwi, Te Aihe Butler here, podcast manager at The Spinoff. If you enjoy listening to our podcasts, consider supporting our mahi by signing up to become a Spinoff member at thespinoff.co.nz/donate. The Spinoff Podcast Network.